we have had a series of calls with different administrators who oversee behavioral health in our various communities. And many of them now, some of these calls are, you know, a week or two plus old, but many of them were more concerned about what was going to happen when we were on the tail end of this pandemic. So to hear numbers like that, that's huge. My husband's the sheriff, and you know, I ask him about it, and you know, that you've got families who are in close quarters, and they're not used to being together as much as they are. And if you have somebody who's to begin with is a domestic abuser, and then you've got somebody who can't escape that domestic abuse, it's just all of it's just in bad shape. We've been doing a series of interviews that we have on our website, where it's a way just to highlight some of what's going on in our congressional district. And a couple weeks ago, I interviewed Carol Myrna, who oversees the domestic violence program out of the Peoria area. And I draw that to your attention because there's some interesting information that she shared with us during that interview.